them back. News is still breaking this hour on Utah's Afternoon News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. The United States continues to see higher than average measles rates, but in Utah, at least, we're measles free at the moment.
Utah had three cases connected to the outbreak. Tied to the Disney theme parks in California. But people who had been exposed to those three people are now receiving some encouraging news. Utah County Health Department Director Dr. Joe Miner with us now live on the KSL Newsline.
Doctor, what's with the Utah measles cases now?
Well, we are past the 21 maximum incubation period for our third and last case of measles. So we don't see that we're going to have any additional measles cases related to these three.
So does this mean we're in the clear for good now?
Well, no. We could easily have one tonight or tomorrow that is imported from another source. But we've been fortunate and with lots of quick work, I think, gotten control over these few that we've had. We did a lot to get it under control, gave gamma globulin to a lot of unimmunized infants who were too young to be immunized, and then gave emergency MMR, measles, mumps, rubella immunizations to a lot of other people who didn't show immunity, and it was short enough since exposure that would be helpful. So I guess all of that and a little bit of luck has helped us keep control of it.
So, Doctor, this whole thing has sparked a massive debate about vaccinations. What do you recommend people do if they're concerned that new measles cases could pop up in their neighborhoods?
That's always a possibility. In fact, there's always a lot of other vaccine-preventable diseases we have all the time, whooping cough, for example. But, to be prepared, if you're prepared, you don't need to worry. And to be prepared, you've got to be immunized, and you immunize your children to protect not just your own children, but other people's newborn babies, especially. That would be a horrible feeling to feel like you are responsible for a catastrophic outcome of you or your family member exposing someone else's newborn baby that had a disastrous outcome.